Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Yeah, everybody loved Calais, you know. As far as leadership, we've got just as good of leaders as we've ever had, but he was a great guy to be around. He was great in the community and was a hell of a Cardinal.
Well, Week 12 means the first of three straight home games, and yes, it starts with a homecoming, and we'll get to Big Calais Campbell in a minute. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily and azcardinals.com. But first, Jacksonville coming to the AZ means the Jags are coming to Blaine Gabbert, the team that drafted him number 10 overall. And, of course, it means something extra.
Yeah, that was a team that drafted me. So things didn't work out there. But looking back on it, hindsight's always 20/20. That was a long time ago.
Anytime you go against somebody you played for or played with, and there's always a little something special, but I don't think it gets out of control.
By the way, what were the takeaways on Blaine Gabbert's debut as a Cardinal in Houston?
Yeah, just throw it 2 feet in front of those two guys at the end. You know, other than that, he played really, really well. He was on time to the right guys, so there wasn't a whole lot to improve on.
But the biggest thing that I think the offensive group took from that game is being efficient on first and second down. We were in way too many second and longs, third and longs, and third down conversion rates. There's a pretty good correlation between that and winning football games.
And just how ready is the quarterback's best friend, the Cards' running game, to go against Jacksonville's D, the number one scoring D in the NFL?
I'll find out on Sunday. That's a hard front, big, strong, physical front. 4-3, totally different than last week, so there shouldn't be any confusion. It's just this guy, me and you.
Plus, the Jags are number one in takeaways. They're number one in sacks. They've nicknamed themselves Saxonville. And here comes Calais Campbell, the former Cardinals Pro Bowler who's tied for the league lead with 11.5 sacks.
Quite sure he's going to be fired up. We definitely miss him around here. I'm quite sure he misses here as well, but it's definitely going to be weird to see him in a different uniform. I'm quite sure it's going to be different for him as well, coming out of a different tunnel and all that stuff. A lot of emotions for him. Just hope he don't play too well.
And for the Cards D, real simple here. Not just stop the run, you got to stop the Jaguars' top-ranked rushing attack, led by the locomotive rookie running back Leonard Fournette.
Number 27. He's special, man. He's very, very special. He's very elusive. He has power. He has speed. Great vision.
You know, in talking with Tyrann Mathieu, because they grew up in the same neighborhood, he said, Leonard Fournette is a thicker Adrian Peterson. He was so big as a kid, they wouldn't let him play local Pop Warner. And the Cardinals had to practice because of injury without Olsen Pierre, Josh Morrow, and Corey Peters.
Those guys are playing some old 1985 football. I mean, running it right down your throat.
And finally, with the Cardinals now 4-6, there will be change. The lineup is changing. Some permanent moves, like the Cardinals cutting Andre Ellington. We'll leave you with BA on why.
Poor play.